Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The singular appearance of the prophetess Anna in Luke's account of today's presentation story is quite heartwarming. Here is an 84-year-old woman, after only 7 years of marriage, had lived for decades as a widow. Luke says that she never left the temple, serving God night and day with fasting and prayer. Anna becomes a model of the church's consecrated life, of all those men and women throughout the centuries who consecrated their lives to the Lord and devoted their lives to fasting and prayer. Here I want to shout out to all those religious brothers and sisters who pray for the church, and for all you faithful parishioners who sit in the pews quietly but fervently interceding for renewal of the church. Like Anna, often these works are not seen and are hidden, but such people are the lungs of the church, breathing life into all the church's action, charitable works, and evangelization. You are indispensable to the body of Christ, and for that I thank you. It is an invitation for all of us to follow Anna's example, to seek the Lord night and day in whatever state of life God calls us. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the newness of the nativity in the flesh of your only begotten Son may set us free. For ancient servitude holds us bound beneath the yoke of sin. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.